Isn't it hot today?
It's really hot.
I'm sweating.
The trains had AC on. The air conditioning was on.
So it was so nice.
Yeah, it felt really good.
Yeah.
Not all sweaty.
I'm wearing a t-shirt saying, which says spring.
It says haru.
Yeah.
It's your
it's
name.
It's like summer. Yeah, it's my name.
Is that like a personalized t-shirt or what? Is that just like a random... You made
it? Yeah, a friend made it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is it like, everyone in your family, in the Tatekawa?
No.
Oh, just you.
She's like a calligrapher.
Oh,
Japanese. Yeah. And so she wrote this letter.
Wow. It's beautiful.
It's nice. Kanji.
Yeah, I wish we could show everyone.
Yeah.
You should post a picture of that your Instagram or whatever, your SNS. So people can know what we're talking about.
Whatever your SNS.
Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
It's very apparent that you have never seen it. Whatever you're doing on yourself.
So, anyways.
Yeah. Thank you for coming to my show.
Yeah,
again.
It was great.
Yeah.
As always. I think I really enjoyed it, like the whole thing. And you know what I was really impressed about?
Yeah.
Once again, it was your kimono.
Uh-huh.
The first one that you wore.
Yeah.
So you changed again, like you always do, like first half and the second half. The kimono you were wearing, I thought, because I was, I always sit all the way in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was looking at it, I thought it was denim material. That's
okay.
What it looked like. The color was light blue.
Light blue.
And I was like, whoa, that's so cool. But then I looked and it was just like, it was a light blue color.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It looked denim.
It looked like a denim
really?
Kimono.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, that's so awesome.
He's so fashionable.
Yeah. What happened? No, but I mean, it was really pretty. It was a really good color on you.
Uh-huh. Maybe with the lighting and, you know, with the distance and everything.
With the distance,
With
the distance. Mm-hmm. No, but yeah, I really like the color.
Mm, thank you.
Yeah. And of course, all your stories.
Yeah.
So you did Okiku's Plate.
Right.
Which you've...
That was the second time.
The second time, yes.
Yeah.
To do it at the show.
Yeah.
And Mirror of Matsuyama, which was the one
we
you just introduced.
It. Yes. Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, and it was the first time you introduced it here.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Uh-huh.
And I was so excited to hear it live.
Oh, yeah?
How did you feel? Did you feel like it was a good reaction? Or
I think so. I mean, it builds up till the end. The story is the kind. It's sort of a quiet story, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have
You're
a lot
laughing
of
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. But then it builds up to the ending. Mm-hmm. And with the punchline... Mm-hmm. The audience reacted very, you know, great. So, I thought it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, this was the first time that I did it live in a performance.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't for your reaction when I introduced the story here, I wouldn't have done it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I thought it was just a simply very, very quiet story.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, but not something that I would do perform.
At a normal
one.
No, but yeah, I was like, I was really happy that you did it.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing the reaction, like you just said, at the end, everyone was like, you know, they're all laughing.
Right.
So I was like, oh, phew. As if, like, the reaction
Yeah, you were responsible
bad.
For it.
I know.
Yeah.
If the reaction was bad, I would have been like, oops. Am I wrong? No.
Right.
And then it was the blue Ido bowl. Ido no chawan.
Yeah.
The last one. That was a new one.
Yeah, it was a new one. It was a long one.
It was a long one, yeah. But it was interesting. It was good.
Yeah. So, yeah, three different types of stories.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something... common about these three stories. Did you realize it?
Something common?
Yeah, something common. Characterized.
Character? No.
The samurai lord or a samurai appears in every story.
Oh.
Which is not so common among Rakugo stories.
Oh, okay.
Because it's about town people, normal, ordinary people. Mm-hmm. But with Okiku's Plate, you know, there's a samurai lord who...
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is the reason of Okiku becoming a ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Miro Matsuyama is the lord who gives the reward for a faithful man.
Oh, yeah.
And Blue Ido Bowl, the lord buys the bowl, which is very, very valuable.
Mm.
So, yeah. I didn't mean to make it that way, but...
I did not
rare.
See the connection.
Yeah.
Wow.
Usually, when you have a Rakugo show, you try to avoid the same types of stories. where you have same characters.
Oh, okay.
So if someone appeared, I mean, we have like four or five people appearing in a rakugo show. And then if the guy in front of you does a samurai story, you try to avoid it. But you know, in a solo performance, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't think anyone... I'm sure people noticed, but I don't think it really like affected how they felt about each story, just because the story, the plot line itself is just so interesting.
So we tend to care too much about these things.
Oh, okay, yeah, of course, because you have to figure out which is the best combination, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But it's interesting that all three, that's what was related.
But I was glad that this time, I think it was...
It was a full house.
Yeah,
there
it was a full house.
There was extra chairs again that were pulled out.
And record numbers of people from outside of Japan, I think. And the number has been growing. The ratio has been growing. The Japanese and non-Japanese people. So that was one thing that I was really glad about.
There's a lot of foreigners, definitely increasing.
First show, this was the seventh show. First show 3 years ago, it was almost completely Japanese people who were trying to learn English.
It was like a study session.
Yeah. So the environment, you know, the atmosphere was a bit different. They were trying to listen really hard.
Oh, so they... And sometimes they might not be able to pick up the funny parts.
And also they were trying to figure out how I would translate the Japanese stories into English.
They were checking out the technical part, not
the actual
story.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, as we enter fifth, sixth, seventh show, people were just purely there to enjoy the stories. So, yeah, that was really... I was really glad about that.
I definitely felt like you were enjoying it too.
I really enjoy the English shows.
I can tell that. I mean, I actually, you know, I can't compare because I've never been to a Japanese.
right.
But
from your imagination of my Japanese,
It's like you're having fun, so obviously, you know, that relates, and then we can feel that, you know.
Yeah, it communicates, you know. If they're having fun, I have fun.
Oh, yeah, so it's a good bouncing back and forth, yeah. And your, like always, your makura and the kobanashis were all so funny. I always love, like, I think it was, I said this last time too, but you need to have like a show with just all makura and kobanashis. The topics that you talk about and you pick up, especially at the English shows, it's like so interesting and so educational, plus it's funny, you know? Yeah, so, and this time you were just talking about...
I was talking about Reiwa.
Reiwa.
Which we've entered a week ago.
Yes.
Right? The new era of Reiwa.
That's right. This is our first Reiwa program.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've forgotten about it for the 5 minutes we've been talking.
Yes.
People were talking about the last of Heisei for a while. But, yes.
Did we even say the last... Our last Heisei program?
I do not think so.
I don't think so. Oh, no.
Because
we didn't
explain the difference, right?
Yes.
The Japanese way of counting the years.
Yes.
We have the Western way, which is 2019. And it used to be Heisei 31 till April 30th.
Yes.
But from May 1st, we've entered the Reiwa era.
So it's like Reiwa 1?
Reiwa 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Star Wars character or something, doesn't it? Reiwa 1.
Reiwa 1,
Reiwa 1. Yeah, so yes. So May 1st was the first day of Reiwa 1. Reiwa 1.
And I was talking about that they decided to spell it in English. They were trying to decide between Reiwa and Leiwa. And they decided to make it Reiwa, right? Which is... very difficult for Japanese people
to pronounce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lei or Rei.
Leiwa. Leiwa is so easy.
Yeah.
I mean, our...
Lei.
Our R, the le sound is maybe in the middle, right? In Japanese, I would say Leiwa. 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 Leiwa is like L. Leiwa. Close to L. Yeah.
But it's Reiwa.
Yeah.
Rei. Yeah. So, okay, anyways, going back to your Rakugo English show, we got some comments from some of the listeners.
Great.
I mean, from some of the people that were there.
Yeah.
So, would you like to listen?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so let's start with the first half.
Okay, my name is Yuka. English Rakugo shows I've been to several for the last maybe 10 years. One time I think English Rakugo was very popular. And then I guess at that point many Japanese Rakugo performers were memorizing the stories in English, although, you know, because their English proficiency is not that high. But when I first listened to Shinoharu-san's English Rakugo, that was so natural, and he can try quite complicated stories in English too, and so I really enjoyed it, and so this is my second time to come here to listen to his Rakugo in English.
What did you think about today?
It was great. I knew the first story, the Okiku no Sara. Mm-hmm. I know the story from Shinosuke-san's, you know, Japanese version. So it was quite nice to listen to the same story in English. His version was also wonderful.
My name is Sota, and I am 9 years old.
Little boy, really is cute. Is this your first time to come to Shinoharu-san's English Rakugo show? Oh, how many times have you been to a show?
It's like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, wow. And how did you enjoy today's show?
Today I enjoyed the last Rakugo story, the Seibei.
Do you have any questions for Shinoharu-san?
Yes.
Blue Edo Bowl.
I wanted to know, what is, like, there's a sensu, right? And otefuki. This one in yesterday, I saw a video about Rakugo. What are they doing? And do you know Katsuda Sansai? That person had 2 wooden sticks, and he was doing like this for knocking the door. I wanted to know what was that.
So that was a message from Yuka-san and Sota-kun.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
cute message. And he had a question. Yeah. Do you understand what those 2 sticks are? Or?
Yes, he was talking about the Osaka style of Rakugo storytelling.
Oh,
and it's a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Osaka style, they have a wooden, sort of a small table in front of you, and you make sound with a wooden thing.
Chopsticks?
Not chopsticks.
Just sticks.
Yeah, wooden, very, very short sticks that make sound. Mm-hmm. Kch, kch, kind of sound. When you show that the scene has changed.
Oh.
So to show that you're in a different place, you change it by kch, and then you enter a different scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it really understandable.
Okay.
But in the Tokyo version, we don't have that kind of a table in front of us and that sound. And I think he was talking about that.
Oh, okay. That's like a whole different new topic that we need to talk about in a different episode, because I've never even been familiar about that. So we'll talk about that next time. But thank you for the question.
Yep.
And yeah, Yuka-san seems like she knows your master's versions of the
she
stories.
Shinosuke is my master, and she's heard my master's Japanese version of Okiku's play.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he has done it in English as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that was, I think, the first time that I performed in English. When he had a performance where he had to perform in English.
Mm-hmm.
And as the zenza, the first performer, I performed the story Tenshiki. And that was maybe like 13 years ago. That was the first time I did it.
Oh, okay. I wonder if Yuka-san saw the Japanese version or the English version. Probably
I think
the
she
Japanese.
Said Japanese.
Oh, Japanese. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have a few other comments, so let's listen to those.
Yep.
First time I came here, so I send a message to you. Mm-hmm. I'm running and I enjoy your program
so much.
So different. I think 2 stories I heard from the podcast, but so different. So gesture and the tone up and down, so good.
Yes. Yeah. When you see it live and listening to it on the podcast, it's different.
Yeah. I heard before, but so different, so improved and impressed. Mm-hmm. So good.
Was there a favorite one from tonight? Which one was your favorite?
I think last one I didn't heard, so some of the part I don't understand, but at last I totally understood.
Oh,
so it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and his gesture and his web story and telling the story so good. Yeah, I could I'd like to come back again with my friend.
With your friend, yes. Is this your first time to come to Shinohara Center?
No, I'm so many times. It's hard to count.
Oh, really?
Yes.
His English show?
Not only English, but Japanese as well.
So you know both his Japanese performance and English
Yes,
performance.
Yes.
Is there a difference, do you see?
Actually, today I wrote in my enquête
questionnaire,
yes, how much I enjoyed. Today was the best performance, I would say.
Really?
Yes. And then sometimes he jumps, like improves all of a sudden, mm-hmm. and sometimes just same place. Mm-hmm. And I really can feel because I love rakugo from my childhood when I was before you were born in shogakusei time. Yes, by radio, no TV.
Oh, okay.
Age, so you can imagine.
Wow.
Yes,
and
I love.
You felt today was his best show out of all the ones that you've seen.
Yes.
Well, he's going to be really happy when he
Yes,
hears
I
that.
Wrote in my questionnaire.
I'm sure he'll read that.
Oh yes.
Do you have any favorite stories from tonight, or just in general that he's done?
I really like, I know so many stories,
mm-hmm,
so
yeah, sure.
any story I enjoy, mm-hmm. because each performer different taste, right?
Yes.
So every time I enjoy, and especially today's Reiwa story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the makura.
Makura, yes, yes. Very much I enjoyed.
So those were two other listeners. I forgot to ask the name from the listener, Yokosuka listener,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's great that she listens to our program.
Right, and she noticed that the first two stories were the stories that we introduced here,
mm-hmm.
Okiku's Play and Mirror Matsuyama,
mm-hmm.
and she said with a gesture, it was better,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
In a live performance, and that's what I want to say to people who are listening in
mm-hmm.
this program. Please come and see with a full gesture and with a you know, live atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. It's a
it
whole
better.
Yeah, and it's a whole different experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the lady that we just heard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's someone
funny.
You know, and her name
yeah,
is Hisa-san.
Yeah.
I forgot to get her name too.
So she
she's an English teacher. She knows you. You know
comes,
her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she comes to my Japanese shows a
mm-hmm.
lot, and also to my English shows,
mm-hmm.
Which is rare. People who come to both mm-hmm. Of my shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really funny. I mean, she says that sometimes I jump up, improve my skills, and sometimes I just stagnate, you know, stay the same.
It's great that you have fans like that, or, you know, who can really be honest about it.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Yeah.
So we ran into a group from
mm-hmm.
a group of people from Ukraine.
Wow.
So we have some comments from them, too. So let's listen to that.
Yep.
I'm Margaret, and unfortunately, I'm already 27 years old.
That's young.
I visited Rakugo, exactly like Shinohara Rakugo, 2 years ago. It was my first time. And really, I fell in love because it's so funny. It's like full of, like, it's impressed, really totally impressed. Like first time, I couldn't even like, it was really amazing. I, you know, like first time I saw it, I couldn't imagine that like only like one person can keep like attention of whole audience. And I do like theater, and I could like attend like a lot of performance, you know? And oh my God, only like one actor. Like in my head, there is like movie every time because he changed his face so fast, and it's so interesting. And I think it's such a hard art. So I really appreciate to Shinohara-san. I hope that we will have Rakugo more often. Because I always invited a lot of my friends, and like more and more and more foreigners can like enjoy such great performance, and also to get to know like more about Japanese culture. And you know, I think it's so interesting because like humor can connect people, because like we are all like we have like different cultures, but that like humor we love in the same stories, like the same situation, and it's so cool. So like thank you so much for such like great experience, and I hope to that we will have such show like more and more and more often. Thank you.
I'm Olena, and I'm 27 as well.
Today in the morning, Margarita, she wrote us a message. Mm-hmm. So, oh, today's Rakugo, only today, please come. So it was around noon, and we decided, oh, probably we should visit, because it's so rare to listen English, something in English here. And it's very, very important, as Margarita told, to you understand the cultures through humor. So it's great. And we are doing research here with my husband. And Margarita, she's a programmer. IT. So we're gathering together for some event. And this was a good event to gather together and to spend time and to listen about Japanese culture.
Valerie, 27. I would like to add that I like this performance also because it's high level humor. It's not something like stupid low level jokes, or it's something smart and clever, and you need to think also about some situations. You need to understand also something. So I like that it's very high level performance. Thank you very much.
My name is Bogdan. I'm 24 years old. For me, it's like a third time. At first, also I was introduced by my colleague this show, but then also I fell in love in this part of Japanese culture. And as my colleague Margarita said, that it's an opportunity to face Japanese culture, to feel it, to understand it through humor, through some part of it. So it's a very wonderful opportunity. I want also to thank you to Shinoharu-san for such a great thing. Thanks.
So,
wow, that's great. So they're all from Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's what they said, yeah. And mm-hmm. so Margarita, the first girl that was talking, was the mm-hmm. one that brought everyone to this show.
Great.
And she was so... She was talking on and on and on about how
great
you are, and how, you know, she respects and, you know, appreciates what you do.
Right. She said that she fell in love with me.
No, not with you, but with Rakugo.
I see, but it's great that they were saying that humor, you know, you feel connected with humor.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's something that you can share.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's like about the culture. It can be different cultures. It's all connected. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what's great about the classical stories in the Rakugo is that the humor is universal, and it doesn't depend on where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
You understand, you know, it's talking about human being,
mm-hmm.
not just Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think anyone from any place mm-hmm. can relate to the stories.
Yeah. And especially for the English Rakugo shows that you do, you probably mm-hmm. choose more of the ones you know, universally connected.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, the guy Valerie, I think, Valerie-san,
mm-hmm.
who's like, he likes your shows because it's not stupid humor. It's smart and clever. It's high level.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I agree. I mean, because you learn from it. Like we were saying, you know, the makura that you do, it's mm-hmm. like you can learn from it, and it's funny the mm-hmm. way you put things, you know? So, yeah, they were just a young crowd.
Yeah, I guess
crowd.
The Japanese mm-hmm. culture is mm-hmm. inside the Rakugo stories. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, real people living mm-hmm. during those times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess you get to learn a little bit Japanese culture through the stories.
Mm-hmm. You get to learn a lot, probably mm-hmm. because for you it's so everyday, it's so normal. But for us, when we listen to this, it's
maybe that's true.
And the fact that we can listen to it in English mm-hmm. to relate to it.
Right.
I think is really good. And
I think
it's
probably the same with Japanese people, the young generation.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have the distance toward the Japanese culture is about the same with, you know, the mm-hmm. the foreign people.
Mm-hmm. True.
So there's a lot to learn from the story. Not learn, but, you know, mm-hmm. to experience mm-hmm. from the Japanese Rakugo stories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so it's great. So...
So thank you for all the comments and giving us your time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like listening to the messages?
Yes. I'm really grateful mm-hmm. for all the messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would like to... I think Margarita or Olina was saying, you know, you should have more English shows.
Yes. So the next one's going to be in October, right?
Yeah.
The same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first
Reiwa. I do it twice a year.
Yes. Your first Is it going to be your first one in the Reiwa era?
Reiwa, yeah, the first English show.
It will be, yeah, yeah. So in that'll October. Be in October. Mm-hmm. And do you know the date yet?
I think it will be on October 16th.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to check, but
yeah, so
probably.
We'll keep you posted about that. Mm-hmm. And we're actually running out of time.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have any messages or mm-hmm. anything, please mail us at rakugo@tfm.co.jp. That's rakugo@tfm.co.jp.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to add or end off?
Next show will be 3 weeks into Reiwa. And
it's
we'll
all
be able
about
to introduce
Reiwa.
About, you know, our Reiwa experiences.
Yes, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all for today.
Yeah. I just came back from Houston, from Texas.
Oh.
I'm supposed to be just back from Houston
today. Really?
Yeah.
So next episode we'll talk about that. Yes.
Yeah.
And we actually have a message that we need to introduce, and yes, we've run out of time today.
Okay.
So we'll do that all next time.
Mm-hmm.
In the second episode of May.
Right. So see you again in late May. All right. That was Shinoharu and
Fumika.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.